T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Currently mostly cloudy, 64 degrees. We've had about a 10-degree drop in temperature in the past couple of hours here in Wichita. A man from El Dorado is dead after a motorcycle accident Wednesday afternoon at I-235 in MacArthur in southwest Wichita. The highway patrol reports the driver lost control of the motorcycle and ran into a ditch. The patrol identifies the dead man as 41-year-old David Allen Cook of El Dorado. Police arrested a man in connection with the shooting Tuesday evening at 21st and Prince in northeast Wichita. Police say a 30-year-old victim was shot once in the chest and was hospitalized in critical condition. Bullets also hit businesses and vehicles in the area. The first steps to improving Wichita's North Junction took place Tuesday.
The North Junction interchange is nearly 50 years old and can't handle the current traffic demands of almost 100,000 vehicles per day. KDOT has hired PEC to develop plans for alleviating the most congested routes, northbound I-135 to westbound I-235 K-96 and southbound I-135 to eastbound K-254. There's currently no funding for right-of-way acquisition, final design, or construction. Mayor Jeff Longwell stressed the importance of this project.
It's critically important to the whole region, and that's why I think it's important for us to team with the county.
The city will initially cover the $86,000 cost to hire PEC, then request reimbursement from Sedgwick County for half of that amount. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Widespread flooding is to blame for a 75-year-old man's death in Wisconsin. Flash flooding left roads and businesses damaged, causing dozens of sinkholes and making traveling a nightmare for commuters. Fox's Mike Tobin has more.
At least 7 inches fell in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, setting a new record. And in areas of Minnesota, a stationary storm front produced torrential rainfall, damaging several major highways. Local officials are now touring the damage, promising a quick recovery as tourist season ramps up. But people were caught off guard by the fast rising water, and the area suffered major damage that won't be easy to repair. Many say they've never seen flooding like this before, and they're anxious to start the rebuilding.
The body of the 75-year-old man was found near his pickup truck by a flooded road in Ashland County, Wisconsin. President Trump has given his okay to a Republican immigration bill that would end a policy of separating families after illegal border crossings.
In an evening meeting with House Republicans, President Trump endorsed a consensus measure to bridge divides between moderates and conservatives. There's $25 billion for a border wall and legal status for young immigrants brought to the country illegally as children, and children would stay with their parents during immigration proceedings.
I think the president's visit today did encourage House Republicans to work towards getting legislation passed this week.
Florida Republican Carlos Curbelo is a sponsor. Democrats say legislation is not needed for the president to reverse a zero-tolerance policy blamed for family separations. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas Governor Jeff Collier has denied 21 requests for pardons and highlighted his decisions with a news conference focusing on a case involving a pregnant teenage girl's murder in 2006. Collier announced his actions Tuesday during an event outside the Sedgwick County Courthouse. One request denied by Collier came from Everett Gentry, who is among three men serving life sentences in connection with the strangulation of 14-year-old Chelsea Brooks. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS, 6:09 now, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And you might see some slippery spots on the roadways out there, a little bit wet. We're really not getting all that much in terms of rain, but could see a little this morning out there. Other than that, traffic conditions look pretty good. The gasoline prices continue to fall just little bit by little bit. Best I'm seeing out there right now, 259. I spotted that at Maple and West. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A line of thunderstorms rolled through Wichita and south-central Kansas overnight, and a few showers may continue for us until about noontime. The high this afternoon, 88, as a cool front moves through. Tonight, partly cloudy, our low 66. Windy tomorrow with a high 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 65 degrees, and we have a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. Another warm day across Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 93. A normal high for the date, 88. We'll talk about the storms that have been moving across the state, generally from east to west, traveling a little bit from west to east, that is, traveling a little bit to the north. There's a line of showers that goes clear up to Manhattan, down through Hutchinson, and down to Medicine Lodge. And it's all kind of moving just parallel with the Kansas Turnpike, moving to the northeast. And earlier this morning, another system came through the Wichita area. We got a very light rain here, apparently, just enough to wet the pavement. At the moment, this giant area out, well, almost all of Reno County is now getting rain.
Yeah.
Almost all of Kingman County is now getting rain, but nothing's going on in Wichita and Sedgwick County. Not much in Sumner to the south. Everything's to the southwest and to the north and northeast of us.
And it doesn't seem like any of this that's going on right now has much power. It doesn't seem to be very severe. When I got here at midnight, the storms were still back in Pawnee, Edwards County, maybe getting into getting towards Stafford County, and there was still some real power in those storms right around midnight. And by the time they got over here, there wasn't much left.
It was triggering some severe thunderstorm warnings just 50, 60 miles to the west of here. And then all of a sudden, bang, it just sort of all collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
Now this area that we're seeing is just looks like light to moderate rain showers. We're not looking at any watches or warnings right now. And if Wichita, if this thing could track just, if it comes just straight
just a little
east,
bit.
Come straight east, we'd get a nice rain here in Wichita, Sedgwick County, and our friends in Butler County. Butler County is just dry as can be right now. Wow. So anyway, it's one of those selective rain systems that may or may not hit Wichita. We're thinking, we got our fingers crossed this morning. We're going to keep an eye on it for you, tell you what's going on.
I am going to say, I'm glad the strong part of it didn't get here. There was some real damage in some of that.
But. Yeah, and there was, like I said, in the past couple of hours, our temperature in Wichita has dropped about 10 degrees or more.
So nice.
So it's pretty pleasant out there this morning. If you're going to get out and take a walk or just sit on the front porch and have a cup of coffee, it should be really nice for that this morning. Compared to some of the mornings we've had recently where it was just muggy and ugly out there. Today is Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. On this date in 1967, boxer Muhammad Ali was convicted in Houston of violating selective service laws by refusing to be drafted and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Ali's conviction was ultimately overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. And when I'm now, 17, 16 years old when this happened? 17, I guess. When he refused to step forward, I thought, man, does anybody want to serve? If he doesn't want to and he doesn't have to, does anybody want to go into this Vietnam thing? A lot of my friends and classmates did, and I did not. But I think that when Muhammad Ali said no to it, I think it really influenced a lot of young men in this country to not have a very, well, many of them had already were worried about the draft, but I think it influenced a lot of young people. In his refusal to serve.
Sure did.
A West Omaha man imprisoned for sending prostitutes dozens of times to strip on a neighbor's porch has been sentenced for possessing child pornography. What a surprise. Records say 46-year-old Douglas Goldsberry was given 6 years in prison in U.S. District Court in Omaha. Goldsberry had pleaded no contest in September to pandering. Authorities say Goldsberry hired prostitutes to bare their breasts and strip on his neighbor's porch while Goldsberry watched from his house. Hoo-hoo, this is a sick boy. The family with two small children reported that women had shown up as many as 75 times since 2013.
Good grief.
Investigators of that case found the porn on two of Goldsberry's digital devices. That is a weird... Now, I think I've got a couple of strange neighbors, but I'll tell you. I got nothing like that. Can you imagine? 75 times over a couple of years. And they got two kids in there. Ugh.
That is weird.
Yeah.
That's bad neighbor century award.
Like the poster boy
for
bad neighbor. A Dunkin' Donuts shop in Baltimore no longer offering customers coupons if they report workers shouting in foreign languages to management. The Baltimore Sun reports the sign in the store on West 41st Street was removed after it created quite a stir on social media. A photo of the sign was posted Monday on Twitter by a displeased customer. It read, "If you hear any of our staff shouting in a language other than English, please call immediately with the name of the employee to receive a coupon of free coffee and a pastry." In a statement, Dunkin' Donuts said a general manager of the shop posted the sign based on her personal judgment. Franchise owner thought the sign was inappropriate and had it removed. So apparently this store manager has some employees working there who have been shouting at her in a foreign language, or a customer shouting at, I don't know. It's a strange story. Yeah, any of our staff shouting in a language other than English.
And where is that?
That was in Baltimore.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting. Hmm. A very interesting story out of Baltimore. Ted,
I've never run into any rude behavior at Dunkin' Donuts before like this.
I haven't either.
Employees shouting at you in foreign languages?
Well, not
languages.
From employees, no. Yeah.
Usually everybody's very well behaved in there. New York City is in the midst of a plumbing repair job of monumental proportions. Hard hat workers are toiling deep underground, 55 stories beneath the Hudson River, to eliminate gushing leaks in an aging tunnel that carries half of the city's water supply over 85 miles from the Catskill Mountain Reservoirs.
And once again, the key phrase there, 55 stories
down
underneath the ground.
Which,
how did they
make this tunnel in the first place? Using a cylindrical space rocket-sized borer, they are carving through solid rock to create a 2.5-mile bypass tunnel around the worst of the leaks. When they finish the $1 billion tunnel in 2022, the entire Delaware Aqueduct will be shut down for months to prepare for the diversion.
Well, that'll be nuts.
If you do it right, New Yorkers turning on their faucets will never even notice. That is an amazing story.
Can you even fathom the infrastructure that exists in places like New York City? And
the pipes and things that are going on underground? Infrastructure.
And London and places that have been around for hundreds of years. What kind of crummy infrastructure there is underneath all of us.
That's an amazing story of engineering and infrastructure.
Yeah, isn't it?
And I'm just seeing this. The AP's just reporting this, but that ought to be a big story. Media ought to jump on it. I don't know if you can some way to go down there and get pictures. I don't know.
Man.
But it looks like, and again, this is the biggest city in America addressing what so many cities around the country are in it. How are we going to get water?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to get good water for the future? And how are we going to keep those taps running? It's just one of many cities who are dealing with that situation.
That's a concern.
Very, very interesting story.
You don't have a town if you don't have a water supply.
That's exactly right. One day I look at these. I like old Western movies. And I look at them, and they have towns that are built right in the middle of a desert. And you think, obviously there's no water supply or anything. And you think, come on, guys. Of course, that's Hollywood. You don't need a water supply to make a Western town. If you're in Dodge City, you can put some mountains in the background, right? Anyway, it's 6:18 now. Steve and Ted here on a Wednesday morning. Let's take a look at Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward, talking about the Royals and the Wingnuts in action last night.
Yeah, the Kansas City Royals taking on the Texas Rangers last night. We're towards the end of a long homestand for the Royals, but pretty much the same story night after night. The Royals' offense can't get the job done. The other team picks up a victory. Last night, another case in point, the Royals right away in the first inning had a pretty decent chance to score and take the lead early on. You heard the game on KFH.
Royals must avoid a double play here. The 0-1, double play ball, shortstop. Second base, one. First base, two. And that's the story of the homestand, if not the season.
Yep, the double play, keeps the Royals off the scoreboard in the first inning.
Man.
The Rangers went on to win the game 4-1. Some comments after the game from Royals manager Ned Yost.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, I just don't know how many times we've talked about that, but yeah. I mean, I want to say we've hit into our 76th double play of the year. I mean, 73, something crazy. It just boggles your mind that, that that's happened so many times.
You want me to tell you what's wrong?
Yeah.
I can tell you. Every one of those guys is trying to pull the ball. Every one of them is trying to hit the ball out of the park. If they'd shorten their swing and go up the middle, they wouldn't have the problem.
I'm with you.
They're desperate. They want the big hit.
Yeah.
And that's human nature. But they just need to shorten up and play some small ball.
Well, the Royals have lost 8 in a row. I'm sure you know something about it. Lost 14 of 15 as well.
Yike.
The Royals are now 22 and 51 this season. That is the worst in franchise history at this point in the season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Royals and the Rangers play again tonight to wrap up the homestand. You can listen to live coverage starting at 6:30 tonight. The game will start at 7:15. You can listen on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pro baseball last night downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The Wingnuts with opening a very brief three-game homestand against the Sioux Falls Canaries. And the Wingnuts won the game 4-2. Wingnuts playing some good baseball right now. They've won 8 of their last 9, including 4 in a row. And they are now in sole possession of second place in the division. And they pick up a game, too, 4.5 back. Wingnuts and the Canaries again tonight. That'll be at 7:05 downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. In minor league baseball last night, it was the Southern League All-Star Game in Birmingham, Alabama at the AA level. Former Wichita Wingnuts pitcher Omar Bencomo was in the All-Star Game last night. He's in AA with the Minnesota Twins, and he did his part. Came into the game through a scoreless fourth inning. Retired all three batters he faced. He is number 2 in the Southern League in earned run average. Omar Bencomo, the former Wingnut, playing well in the Southern League All-Star Game last night. And it is the day before the golf tournament begins here in Wichita, as the Wichita Open will start tomorrow morning. That means today's event is the big Marge Page Pro-Am, benefiting junior golf. There will be professionals and amateurs out on the Crestview Country Club North Course all day long. The morning tee times, everybody will tee off about 7 o'clock this morning, then another round of afternoon tee times starting at about noon, and that'll conclude the preliminary activities.
Now, is that this morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll have first round play beginning tomorrow at Crestview for the Wichita Open. So
should be very pleasant
the Pro-Am all day today.
For today, that'd be great weather today, it looks like.
I'll enjoy that. And right. You can go out there and check that out. It's all free today if you want to go out and watch the Pro-Am out at Crestview. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes talking about anti-police books on a school's reading list. That's coming up, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.